So excited.
Yes. Now, Sarah Booker is the digital editor at the Worthing Herald, which is published today, and always online, of course. And what's on the front page this week, Sarah?
We have the story of Gregor Jones, who is 17, and he was riding his motorbike through Goring, and he's actually diabetic, and he started to have a hypoglycemic attack. So his body shut down, and it was thought that he was drunk, and someone called the police. And he ended up in the police headquarters at Centenary House, unable to move or speak, but he was very mentally aware that if something wasn't done, he was in a real risk of dying. But he just managed to blurt out the words, "I'm diabetic." And of course, at that point, he had been arrested and everything. They realised what was going on, and energy tablets were found and a chocolate drink, and he was sorted out and unarrested, and his parents were called. But it was quite a scary moment for him. He does carry a diabetic card, but nobody looked in his wallet or anything to find it. But now he's wearing a wristband to make people more aware that not everyone who is falling over and losing control of their bodily functions is drunk.
Scary for him, and also scary for the police, I imagine.
Yes, well, fortunately, there was a nurse in Centenary House where the police are based, and she was able to deal with him quite quickly. So he's a very lucky guy.
Yes, yes. Now, as a resident of Worthing myself, I'll be very interested in your story behind the reader's vote this week.
Yes, it's your chance to play Chancellor. Worthing Borough Council has to save £1.5 million this year, and up until 2014, another £5 million has to go. So they're delivering leaflets to every house in the borough to say where their biggest spending areas are, and asking people to say, right, where do we draw the line? Where are the cuts going to have to be made? People don't want to pay the tax, but taxes pay for things, and times are hard, so yes.
Well, they're also looking at closing some of the theatres in Worthing, which seems rather unthinkable, doesn't it?
Theatres are on the list. We'll have to wait and see what happens there, but there are many different things on the list, such as parks and gardens, refuse and recycling, indoor sports and recreation. There's a lot of things that are very expensive, but people want to use. Wherever we live, we want to have our rubbish collected. We like to go to the swimming pool, to the gym. We like to go to the theatre.
Sure.
But it all costs. And,
Sarah, we're a bit short for time, because I want you to tell us about the Lancing lady who's raising money for families in Uganda.
Ishveli, yes. She has roller skated from Worthing Pier to Brighton Pier and raised a couple of £100 for the Turn on the Tap project. This installs filters into people's houses in Uganda, because people in the third world, they do walk many miles to get their water, but it's not always clean, and these filters will make sure that they have clean water once they're put through the system. So yeah, she's done it. She actually did end up doing the splits on the way, but that didn't happen when she was training. But yes, Ish has done quite an extensive roller skating challenge.
Well, last week on the show, we were talking about the couple who were travelling around the piers. This week, we're kissing between the piers, wasn't it? And this week, we're talking about people skating between the piers. Brilliant
skating
stuff. So the Worthing Herald out tomorrow morning, and, it's published today, isn't it, of course?
Yeah.
And the price, Sarah?
45p. Snip.
It's a cheap, yes. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, Simon.
Sarah Booker, the digital editor from the Worthing Herald. Thanks, Sarah!